Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance Executive Director Karen Eichen joins us on today's program to provide an update on the latest from the organization.
Well, Karen, it's always a busy time of the year, no matter what time of the year it is for the Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance, but certainly the summer, an opportunity, first of all, to go see a lot of our lawmakers in Washington, D.C. Who were you able to meet with the Pella City Council and members of the PACE Board, and what were some of the things you were able to talk about?
We went to go see our senators, Senator Grassley, Senator Ernst, and we also met with Congressman Loebsack. And it is a great opportunity for us as a community to go out and talk about not only some national issues, legislation they're working on currently, how that will affect us, but also to give them an update on kind of what's going on in our community and in our area. It's hard for them to do their job if they don't know what's going on here. So we love to take advantage of that opportunity, and they're always very receptive to listen and help where they can. This year we really targeted some transportation issues. So looking at the replacement airport, looking at a route to I-80, which is a need for everybody in the area, but also along with that, talking about the transportation bill at a federal level and how that impacts those projects. We also visited about rural broadband, another piece of legislation that they will be working on and wrestling with, but talking about how that affects our local industries, our local companies, their abilities to recruit and retain some employees. So those issues, while they're on a local level, they're also at a federal level, and they need to know how that impacts us.
And you had members of the business community and the city council together. Why is that partnership so important when you are talking to legislators?
Well, they definitely need to know not only what the business community is thinking, but also how that affects our local government. They're very intertwined, and they work well together, and we love to partner with the city to go out there and really talk about overall how that affects our entire communities, whether you're an employee or a citizen. Sometimes you're both, many times you're both. So it definitely has an impact.
Coming up here this summer, yet still plenty of activities when it comes to Thursdays in Pella, but also those for the business leaders and others in our area. And we'll start with something that Positively Pella has been working on. It's coming up, in fact, really soon on July the 18th, that has to do with landlords. What is that informational meeting all about, and when and where is that going to happen?
Well, our workforce development committee is always, our council is always looking at opportunities to attract workforce, solve some issues that they are seeing as an employer. And one of those that have been coming up repetitively is the ability to find housing, and in this case, rental housing. And they heard from a lot of their potential or new employees that some of the landlords may be doing things a little differently. Perhaps landlords don't even know what the rules and regulations are to protect themselves. So we thought potentially a session for the current landlords. We have a lot of people who are thinking about becoming a landlord, buying a home and renting that out for some additional income. This is an opportunity for them to learn a lot about the legalities of being a landlord. It's not just, you know, go ahead and put an ad in the paper. There are some things you got to do to protect yourself and also the tenant. So learning what those responsibilities are, what your rights are, can really go a long way into making that a very smooth transition, a very profitable transition, and to help our entire community.
Also coming up for the Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance, ongoing leadership training has been a big part of this year's really goal to engage business leaders and potential leaders in that area. What is coming up in terms of a session and an opportunity for some of our business leaders to learn more about those opportunities?
Sure. We have a session coming up on August 16th, and it will really focus in on avoiding the five dysfunctions of teams. Your team could be a team that you supervise. It could be your employees as a team. But this is a great opportunity for you as a manager, as an owner, to really look at what are some of the behaviors that commonly make derail that team. What can you do to really build that team atmosphere and really create a successful work environment? This is going to be just a half a day, so it is going to just require a couple hours, very interactive, very informative. So again, on August 16th, avoiding the five dysfunctions of teams, really geared towards either management or owners, with a team of employees of more than three.
And then last but certainly not least, a big opportunity that comes up each year for networking and also a little bit of fundraising for the Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance, the annual golf outing. Everyone's getting prepared for that coming up in August. What are the things and really why should people, especially those that are members of the organization, consider being a part of this day?
Well, this is a very fun day at work for many people. It will be on Friday, August 25. And really, it's an opportunity for our members to either be on the course playing, networking with potential new customers, suppliers, meeting other business owners, employees from around the area, but also an opportunity for our members if they want to have their business brand advertised out in front of members. It's a great opportunity to get involved as well. That will again be on August 25th. If you are interested in participating or sponsoring any activity, they can just contact our office at 628-2626. And this year, a portion of the proceeds from the golf outing will be going back to the Pella Fire Department to benefit their CO detection program.
Once again, that was PACE Alliance Director Karen Eichen. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.